These voices, now a year old, express everything from shock to rage, from sorrow to hope. They're excerpted from radio stories that aired between September 12th and October 18th of last year. We begin with airline passengers Chuck Kornbach spoke to at Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport just an hour after the attacks.
We were getting ready to taxi, and then they came back on and said that no, we were grounded, and said that there had been an accident in New York.
I don't want to be in the air. Don't want to be anywhere where there's the possibility of a continuation of the events we've seen this morning.
On September 14th, students and faculty gathered for prayer and song on the UW-Madison campus.
I can only hope that as the days go on, we do not let our anger, our fear, and our hurt allow us to justify acts of violence against members of our own community who, while appearing to be different than us, feel just as much sorrow and pain.
I'm Greg Jackson, student at UW, and what we're doing is we have two rolls of paper, one for New York City and the other for Washington, D.C., and people can write their thoughts, their prayers, whatever is on their mind, and we'll send them off to the people and share them with them. Hopefully it'll help them through a little bit anyway.
Present.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible.
We've got a flag from the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, and the Marines with their slogans.
2 weeks after the attacks, American flags had become ubiquitous across the state as they were across the country. Mary Jo Wagner talked with a woman in Eau Claire who'd been dubbed the Flag Lady.
And the United States painted on the roof with the 50 state flags hanging along the eave, and they're lighted up so that people can see that we all support our nation.
We as a community have taken a stand on justice and peace. We are against violence.
These voices come from a senior citizens conference exactly 1 month after the attacks.
We may have to go after them, but to do it in a way of bombing seems to me to be overreacting. However, I don't know what we should do about it.
I am not concerned about the people who are marching and are opposed to any sort of war against terrorism, because in our country we believe in freedom of expression, freedom of press. We believe that people have the right to speak their minds.
We didn't ask for this. But now that bin Laden invited us to the dance, by God, we're going to dance.
That same week, military veterans gathered in Eau Claire to rally in support of the troops being sent to Afghanistan.
And now we live in the United States here. We continue to help the United States fight against the terrorism. I'm ready anytime. I got my backpacks on my bed, ready to deploy anytime. Thank you, and may God bless America.
Mr. Roger Khan is here representing the Islamic Center and Mosque in Altoona to lead us in another prayer. Mr. Khan, please.
In the name of Allah, the God, the Most Merciful, O God, please bless the souls of the innocent victims of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Give them a super nice place in paradise.
I don't shoot at targets with faces on them, but I feel okay about this one.
And 5 weeks after the attacks, on October 18th, this woman joined 100 others to raise money for a police charity by shooting at targets with Osama bin Laden's face on them.
I'm not particularly fond of Mr. bin Laden, so I'm hoping that my 38th special with a laser will do its job tonight.
Today is just a day to celebrate and to play for peace.
We close this look back at 9/11 in Wisconsin with two teenagers leading a Peace Day event on the steps of the state capitol just 2 weeks after the attacks.
Our hope and our mission is to create communities and build communities out of peace instead of terror and hate.
And in light of what happened last Tuesday, we'd like to take a moment of silence and emphasize the hope that's around us today, and hopefully we'll have a more peaceful tomorrow because it's such a beautiful day and there's so many wonderful people here. So let's take a moment of silence for a little while just to think about how we can have a more peaceful tomorrow.